Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLEE, G-L-I. I want to tell you all three things that continuously bother me in my life. I'm not feel guilty of this, but I just, that bothers me. It's not my fault. It's nobody's fault, but this happens repeatedly in my life. First thing I feel is that my food habits, like people don't know that here, this place we live, it's called Blazewada. Before, in the British time, because blaze means fire, this place is so hot as fire. It's so heat here. So what people just say is it's Blazewada, so they can't spell it. They used to call Blazewada. That's temperature here. It's so high. You will be like, if you're from some cool places, you'll be like feeling like you're on frying pan. It almost takes to 40 to 43 degrees in summer. So in that cases, here nobody would survive without taking milk, buttermilk, curd or anything that's milk products which brings coolness to the body. But I don't know, I genuinely don't like the flavor or the smell of the curd itself. So when someone is eating curd or anything, I don't like it at all. And I don't eat, like, my mom tried so different things to get me used with this curd to make me eat, but I didn't. It didn't stop with me. It impacted my brother. He's 5 years younger to me, but still, everyone used to scold, like, he's exactly the same in my food habits. He doesn't touch milk products too. Even if you ask him to get the milk from fridge, curd from the fridge, we'll close our nose and then we'll give that curd. Like, I don't know why I got this habit, and that impacted on my brother also. People just used to blame me, he's not eating just because of this girl. And that continued for a long time, and recently we are talking about something and I was like, who asked you not to eat curd? Did I say you not to eat the curd? Means my brother gave me one reply. It's like a boy is raised with a chimpanzee. It's an experiment, and chimpanzee did not learn anything from the boy, but boy learned everything from the boy. Started behaving like chimpanzees. Like, what you're calling means, I'm not saying you're a chimpanzee, but we grow as per our surroundings. Our surroundings impact us. So he just clearly told on my face that, yeah, you're responsible for me not eating curd or milk or anything. I can't blame him, because he saw growing up, he saw me. He grew up seeing me, so definitely there is a possibility it's all because of me. But I can't help, because I'm kid too, and I don't know why I hate milk products. And that's affecting our health again and again. But still, I am unable to adapt it, and so with my brother, and I feel it's because of me. Second thing, it happens all the time from after school days. Like, always in CA, repeatedly I used to change places, this used to happen. Like, I sit in a place, some guys randomly come up to me, speak, and I speak, we laugh, we talk everything nicely. And I don't get involved much, but I talk much, I involve, I speak everything, but I don't take it to heart. I mean, nothing negative, nothing so appreciate, but it's a limit. There is a limit for everyone in my life. There is some borders for everyone. Finally, I will be on the top of the pyramid no matter what. That's my life, my game, my rules. I have that whatever attitude you call that selfish or foolish. I don't mind. I am there like that. But girls, of innocent girls, they get easily stuck in this maze. Like, they're coming and they'll be like, what, he's talking only to her. Let us also talk to him. Yeah, they'll get involved. They'll talk. They can't come back soon immediately. They end up in relationships or friendships, giving money to each other, exchanging numbers, fighting. Everything goes into a different level. And then at the end, after 1 year, after 6 months, they'll come to me and they'll just be like, it's all started because of you. Did I continue? Once, like, if someone comes and talk to you, I'll talk. If they don't talk to me, I don't talk. Did I ask you to go behind them? Why are you blaming me? This happens repeatedly. because I can see, no matter how close I am, I don't mind standing and yelling at you, because that's how I speak to anyone. That's me at the end. But these girls, when they get into some new friends and new zones, they just forget, and they can't stand like what get out like that, because they're scared of losing the other person. Well, I am not, and I don't, because I always believe in one thing: if it is yours, it will revert back. If it's not, it's not yours. So I have that in mind. That, and second thing is, like, I don't mind, like, I am from co-education all the time. So even though I might get excited or speak or forget, I can get back soon, because sitting right to next boy or talking to them, it's not new for me. It's always there. It's there. It will be there. But someone who's suddenly from a girl's education coming into that environment, speaking with men, they don't know how to tattle. That's there. So definitely things go wrong, and they'll blame me because of you. They just started seeing me and ended up somewhere else, and that's not my fault. I told many times, and they know that's not my fault, but they can't do anything else. So I always say, don't follow anyone, follow yourself, follow your heart. But people just, I don't know. If you are in a, that's what, if I'll be in right first bench or I'll be in leadership positions, people think it's cool to follow us. Like, it's no, it's different for everyone. Number three, it happened my intermediate, and even in CA also, twice, thrice. Like, I got something wrong and I yelled at my principal. Like, principal told something down on girls, and he didn't do it on purpose, but he made fun of girls, and I just took back. Everyone knows his principal, and it's a classroom. I couldn't take it. It's wrong to behave like that to elders, but at the same time, it's wrong for him to talk down on us. I like that, sir, very much, but I told, like, you can't say that. There is no possibility. Show me the way, like, something counter. And sir also, next day he told, yeah, it's I will find out. He went, he did all his homework, research and everything, and he found out whatever I did is right. Next day he told to everyone, yeah, it's my fault. I didn't see the full thing. The staff didn't send me the full answer, so I told like that, and he explained it, and it's well gone. And one or two girls, like one girl, it's like, yeah, she yelled at principal, everyone looked at her cool. She did the same thing again for no reason at all. Just because I did it in a different circumstances, sir himself, who is the principal, accepted that I have a point. And you pointlessly argue just to end up cool? That doesn't go anywhere. And people just, that's why when someone does anything, they do it in their own way. You have to do it in your own way. Don't follow their way. So that's why I say there are two types of leader: who you can follow, who you cannot follow. So if you find someone who cannot follow, if you do that, you will end up foolish. She ended like a fool, and she'll get the punishment too. And people will just think of, like, how did she be so foolish? I yelled for a reason. You do the same thing for a reason. And number four, and in a hurry, like, sir told something and that was the orientation. I forgot, like, I know that sir himself stated the statement wrong. So I just went up and corrected it, and I did it in my way. And then he came up, this is not the thing and this is the thing. I came up in a, like, I'm a bit somewhat fast. Okay, I don't think much before. I just responded or reacted. It's good, sir accepted that, sorry, I forgot to add this point. Okay, he added the point and everything made sense that I shouldn't, after that point, I would never go onto the stage like that. So there is some miscommunication. So sir understood it and he told, yeah, it's miscommunication, like misunderstanding. This is the thing has to be done. Seeing this, one another girl who is trying to compete with me, she also tried to attempt the same thing. And she got scolding. That happens often. This is story of my journey always. So that's why I say there are two types of leader: who, one you can follow and one you cannot follow. You may like them, they may good, they may be doing good we need them in team, we need them to lead, we need them to motivate, we need their energy, we need their ideas, but doing what they do will not help us. If you are able to catch the wavelength and defeat them and grow on yourself, it's great. But if you are trying to copy someone, there are so many disadvantages of it. There are so many backlogs. So be more of yourself. Take situation to your control. Don't lead. Don't just randomly follow and fall. And it's more like Sir scolded two times, like two examples last two, it's fine. And my brother, it's fine. Food habits, we can't do. Siblings, we have to accept. But girls with boys has to be careful, which is a very big maze. One day, one girl called me when I was in Karimnagar and she started crying. I talked to him just because he's your friend, and like now he is scolding me, now he's harassing me, now he is like blackmailing me. Next, what do you call like blackmail? And second thing, she told something else like, yeah, now he is doubting me, like he is doubting that I'm cheating on him and all. Like, 1 second, how long this is happening? It's happening from past 8 to 12 months. Did I introduce him personally? No, I did not introduce him to personally. Did you say him that you both were connected on Facebook? No. Did he give his number or did you give his number? Okay, both exchanged numbers. Did you say at least after exchanging numbers? You did not say. After happening 8 to 12 months and now you blame me just because he's my friend? I don't even know the way he is. Like, whenever you're saying that to me, the person you're blaming is very good to me. How am I supposed to believe that you're telling the right just because you're a girl? I don't know who's right. I don't know what happened between you. Just because they're in my circle, you can't believe them. And I didn't introduce them to you personally. How do you hold me as responsible? Did you even say that you both were talking like this from past months? You didn't say, you hide it from me. Why did you even hide that from me? So, I don't know, like, just because this happens often, guys. Everyone, like, first day in class, if I have someone in a group or class, that same relations will be even end of the class also, except for one or two best friends, which are different. But the rest of them, the same thing will happen. It won't grow, it won't fall, I don't get involved much. But if you blame for everyone I meet, there is no point. And she was like, it's all because your friend. She's blaming that your friend. We are no longer friends, first of all. And you did everything by your own. And I didn't tell you to give number. I didn't introduce you. It's easy for them to blame me, because they do it often to other girls. Like, yeah, he's my friend, talk to him. Hey, he's feeling upset, he's waiting for you, go. They'll provoke everyone. So they'll just think, yeah, we can blame them. Like, it's not work. It doesn't work with everyone the same. I'm not that foolish. That's why I don't introduce anyone. Even if a random guy comes, like, all of a sudden, like, who, she is your friend? Yeah, stay out of it. I don't know. I'm not introducing to her. Like, everyone, boys, you call them brother or best friend. If they find a good, pretty-looking girl next to you, even if the girl is not pretty or everything, no matter, even if she is married also, they'll walk up to you and ask, who is she? And they'll never do that to me. Because I know that I'll tell on your face. Look at your face in the mirror. Don't even dare to talk to my friends. Just get the hell out of here. I'll say it on their face, which will have very bad image on their face. So they won't try it. That's there. So don't unnecessarily she thought to blame me. I won't introduce my friend all of a sudden to random guy who walks up to me, not even for formality. Yeah, it's formality. He came. Yeah, he's my classmate. He's my colleague. Not even for formality. Even if I introduce for formality also, this is what people end up. You introduced to me and this happened to me. That's why I don't introduce boys to my friends who are girls. I don't introduce girls to my friends who are boys. I have a clear difference, and that's what made me to stand in a well where I got no friends at all. Everyone who were my true friends left their places, they left to other city is they left to next level promoting their jobs. They are busy with the jobs. They are busy with kids. Most of my friends are married. I'm not. But still, that's me. I love to be in my own timeline, not by someone else's calendar. That's it, guys. That's why there is always two people. One you can follow and one you can unfollow, but you cannot walk on their path. It's not adaptable. If it is adaptable, if someone is just like me and taking up my things, adapting, they are definitely above me. If somebody is able to pick my wavelength and grow faster than me and move ahead, I definitely believe they are different and they are doing their best version, best of their self. I don't think they are walking on my path. They may pick stuff from my path, but no one can walk in other people's path for a long time. It doesn't work. We have to follow our own light at the end of the day. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.